Why do you think so many crowds of people were attracted to Jesus? Do you think it was just because they got a free meal from him when he multiplied loaves and fish? Or that he healed their sick and the paralyzed and the blind? Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and today's gospel, the longer version from Luke chapter 10, I think gives us another idea, what I like to call the secret of Jesus' attractiveness. In the gospel, Jesus sent 72 of his disciples out on a mission trip, and when they returned, they shared with Jesus their success stories, telling him, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." You can just see them excited about the power that the name of Jesus gave them, and Jesus shares their joy. But then he cautions them, saying, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." It's as though Jesus is telling them not to fall into the all-too-human trap of finding their identity in something external, like their appearance or looks or their accomplishments. He's telling them to find their identity, their self-worth, in their relationship with God the Father. He's telling them that they are beloved children of the Father whose names are written in heaven. If this were the source of their identity and well-being, they wouldn't be so concerned about how they looked or how they performed. And that's what made Jesus so attractive to the crowds. He was so grounded in his identity as the beloved Son of the Father that he didn't worry about anything else, and he was totally free to be who he was, not basing his identity on looks or success. How about you? Do you rejoice most of all that your name is written in heaven?
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.